Epilogue.
Inferno Squad's next mission was a simple one. A moth on a distant world was being blackmailed. The team was to locate and neutralize the blackmailers and recover all evidence of the moth's indiscretions. NavInt had a dossier they could peruse while they were in transit. Straightforward? Clear. Iden was glad of it. She'd arrived early, and now climbed aboard the Corvus with a half-smile on her face. She examined it from bow to stern with renewed appreciation for its sleek, efficient lines after so long spent with junkers. She went to their quarters and removed a bottle from her bag. It was expensive, but she didn't begrudge a credit. She placed it on Sen's bunk. "You'll always be with us," she thought. "You'll always be a member of Inferno Squad."
"Oh, sorry, Captain. Didn't realize you were aboard."
"At ease, Agent," Iden said. "Come on in, Del." "It's good to be back," he sighed, looking at the ship as if it were an old friend. For him, she supposed it was. For all of them, honestly. His eyes fell on the bottle, and on the bunk on which Iden had placed it.
"It still hurts," he said quietly.
"It probably always will," Iden replied. He sat down on his own bunk, elbows on his knees. He looked down for a minute, then up at her.
"May I ask you a question? Unofficially, you don't have to answer."
Iden stiffened instinctively, then forced herself to relax. This was Del, her friend, her teammate, who had never let her down and was always kind. "Go ahead," she replied. He scratched his nose.
"It's more of a statement, actually.
Del." He turned his warm brown eyes back to her.
"When you came back, that night when we left, I saw your blaster as we went up the ramp." He paused. "It was on stun."
Iden said nothing.
"You didn't kill the Mentor, did you?"
She didn't reply. He waited for a moment, then nodded, brushing it off.
"I did say you didn't have to answer, didn't I?"
"I think you know," Iden said. He nodded again.
A few days before we left," he lifted his gaze to hers, completely serious. "I was trying to think of ways we could get Piakau treatment."
Iden felt something inside her soften. She gave Del a smile, then lifted her finger to her lips.
"Shh. Permission to come aboard, Captain."
Hask's voice was strong and cheerful.
"Permission granted, Lieutenant," she called back.
He strode in briskly, but, like Del, paused at the sight of Sen's bunk. While Hask sank down in his own bunk, Iden uncorked the Tevraki whiskey and poured shots for each of them. As she handed them out, she said, "I know we all remember that night in the suite where we had our first toast. We didn't know what lay in store for us. We didn't know what, and more importantly, who, we would lose. But we finished our mission. The Dreamers are no more. Sen Mirana gave her life to make sure that happened. And we honored her sacrifice by seeing to it that it did."
There was a pause, and then Del cleared his throat and squared his shoulders.
From his mouth came a cacophony of ugly sounds, gibberish and yet somehow familiar. They looked at him quizzically, and he smiled a little embarrassed.
"That was Sen's toast," he said, "about rending the flesh of our enemies. The one she made that night. I asked her to teach it to me." "Boy, she was right. It is difficult to pronounce a Hakmahar if you don't have tusks."
They laughed, and it felt good. Sen would have approved. The three knocked back their shots, and Iden refilled them and lifted hers.
"To the best team the Empire has ever assembled," she said, certain of the truth of her words. "To Inferno Squad."
This is Janina Gavankar. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars Battlefront 2 Inferno Squad by Christy Golden. Based on characters and story developed by Motive Studios, EA, and Lucasfilm for Star Wars Battlefront 2. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Nick Martorelli. Star Wars Battlefront 2 Inferno Squad is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music published by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation, all rights reserved.